8:43 on a Wednesday morning with the Musers. You may have heard the story in Muse in the News that our sister station, KSCS, digging through our prize closet up here at the Cumulus Nation, found a 20-year-old Taylor Swift autographed guitar, and they are auctioning that off for charity. Well, joining us now on the ticket hotline from his office just down the hall is one of our promotions assistants to tell us what else they found in that closet. Who is this?
First of all, I'm a promotions director.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I haven't been a promotions assistant in like 2 months.
That's Chris.
And I'm a little bit offended that you guys don't even remember my name. It's Schwag Barker. I've met you guys like 50 times.
Schwag Barker.
Schwag Barker. I've said hi to you guys in the hall like 50 times. You guys never acknowledge me. What's the deal there?
Well, why didn't you just come in here then?
When I first got here, I thought everyone was pulling my leg about you guys. I got here and they tell me, hey, Craig doesn't like being spoken to, and George will get downright violent if you make eye contact. And I'm thinking, no way, right? You know?
That's not true.
But sure enough, the first time I said hi to George in the hall, he held a scuba knife to my throat and threatened to gas my dog. So,
That's ridiculous.
Guys are cool. I was just happy to be here. The ticket's, of course, famous nationwide, and I came here from L.A. where I worked at the old Kobe station out there.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, they had a sports station there dedicated to all things Kobe. I actually worked on the I Love Colorado midday show. But thought I wanted to get into promotions instead. But, yeah, I was hired by the ticket because I knew Bob Sturm.
Okay.
How'd you know Bob?
Bob and I met in a fan group for this particular OnlyFans model who specialized in erotic biblical content.
That's weird.
Stacey Biggins. I don't know if you'll follow her, but Bob and I met in chat, I think, during her reenactment of the Lot and his daughter scene, and his handle was Crazy for Sex Stuff Bob Sturm, and I'm like, gosh, is that the Bob Sturm?
Jeez.
But I've been here for a while, and love your show. Love your show, absolutely.
Oh, well, thanks. Since we're co-workers, we're glad you do.
Yeah, and I'm glad this is making news because, when I got to the ticket, one of my first orders of business was to go through the prize closets of all these stations up here and catalog and inventory all the stuff and ID anything could be sold for profit or charity. And I was the one who actually found that Taylor Swift guitar. It was way in the back, too. Yeah,
okay, that was you, huh?
Yeah, I think it's up to $7,100 right now that we're raising money for Cook's Children's over in Fort Worth. And, found that guitar. And it's not just her that signed it. Dierks Bentley, his autograph's
right
on there.
Yep.
Martina McBride.
Yep.
It used to have the Bird Dog's autograph on it, but that got rubbed off when we were trying to increase the value.
Yeah.
As much money as we can.
That's probably a good idea.
But we found a lot of other guitars. There were over 400 guitars in our prize closet.
Wow.
All of them signed by famous artists.
Like who?
Well, we've got a Hank Williams Jr. mandolin. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's sitting at $300 right now. We've got a George Jones signed auto harp.
Okay.
Hmm.
We've got a Chris Stapleton signed drum kit. And it's a 47-piece kit. I mean, this looks like something that Neil Peart would have used in his heyday. I don't know why Chris Stapleton signed it, but we've got it all. And we've got an L.L. Langley signed Buick that we have stuffed back in there.
L.L. or L.L.?
What'd you say?
Did you say L.L. or L.L. Langley?
I said L.L., but you call her what you want.
All right, we'll go with Ella. How about that?
Hey, and George, I thought about you. I don't want to, risk the scuba knife, but we also got the seat cushion that Casey Musgrave soiled when she was up there on the Michelle and Hawkeye show.
Okay.
Gosh.
She did not do that.
Yeah, apparently she had a pretty bad accident, had to be carted away by a hazmat team.
Jeez.
But I set it aside for you in case you want to bid on it.
No one would bid on that.
We've also got a 1984 Takamine that was signed by Luke Combs and Esteban Beltre. We got a odd collection of stations up here.
That is weird.
We got a Mickey Rivers mitt signed by Waylon Jennings.
Wow, I'll take that.
And Maren Morris signed an old Honus Wagner card. We're going to throw that up with Eric.
Well, she shouldn't have signed that card.
Yeah.
That probably killed the value.
We've got a Babe Ruth bat signed by Lainey Wilson. That one we were giving away at a boot store, but the store folded and we were left with the bat. So we figured we'd go ahead and sell that. Yeah, Babe Ruth, this is the 27th season. 1927
Whoa,
season,
wow.
Which is Lainey Wilson's favorite season of Babe's career.
Again, it seems like it would devalue that bat.
She's pretty big,
even though she's famous.
Parlor guitar that's signed by Blake Shelton and Mike Maddox.
Mike Maddox.
Man, I had no idea we had all this stuff.
Yeah, all of it. I mean, I'm telling you, that prize closet was stuffed full. We've got an Alvarez that's been in there so long it's been signed by both Lady Antebellum and Lady A.
Man.
And we also have, you'll enjoy this one, we have a 1990 or 91. We're still trying to photo match it and get its provenance. But it's a 1990 little miniature Martin signed by Baby Jessica.
Well, I should have figured.
Okay. We're selling that off to benefit her, you know, the future Well Dwellers of America Defense Fund. Paying for all her legal costs.
No such nonprofit.
So a tiny guitar.
And hey, listen, I really want you guys to come down to my office today.
Okay.
Yeah, just look. It says Schwag Barker on the outside.
Okay. Are you
and you guys come by there because I want to show you some of the Steve Nash and Dirt stuff that we have.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Did you guys know that they did a recreation of the Heated Rivalry poster?
No. No, we didn't.
Found that in the prize closet. Anyway, out of stuff. See ya.
Okay. See ya. There goes Schwag Barker. I didn't know he worked in promotions, but apparently he does.